love running, or maybe you're thinking about starting to run. Whether it's for exercise, recreation, or maybe you're just getting ready for your first 5 or 10K, join Sean, Jason, and Steven, three average guys who talk about the sport they love here on the Average Runner Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for joining us here on the Average Runner Podcast. My name is Sean.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Steven.
And you are here joining us for our monthly little running chat session that we do. Guys, we've all got some pretty big things coming up that we're training for, not just in distance, but as far as, I guess you'd say, markers in our running careers at this point. You know, it's been really exciting watching you, Steven, with what you've been getting ready for with your 50-miler. Man, you've been cranking out some serious mileage. Like I've thought I was getting some good mileage, and then I look at you. We've talked before about that we're all on Strava, and we have our leaderboard for our Strava club. We have one, the Average Runner Podcast club, and you are just killing it every week, dude.
And it's killing me, man. It's but we'll get into that. But it's definitely been hard.
Yeah,
that's an understatement.
Well, hopefully, you know, it's a good payoff down the road when this is all said and done. All the heartache and the foot aches and back aches and all that. Hopefully, you're happy that this is something that you took on as far as this huge challenge, man, of a 50 miler. It's just, I thought that I wanted to do one this year, but, you know, I'll kind of touch on why I'm not, but watching you go through this, talking to you throughout the week really makes me kind of reconsider it this year, at least. You know, maybe next year it will be something that is, you know, I'll focus on, but I think as far as this year, I'm going to let you take the reins for that one. But
I think that's a nice way of Sean saying he's sick of my bitching.
No, not all. You know, it's funny too, because you act like you say that stuff and you're probably one of the chillest guys that I know. So the times that you say you're bitching, if that's bad, then you're doing pretty good. But yeah, we'll get in. But anyways, otherwise, how are things going with you? All right.
Yeah, things going good. You know, as far as the training, definitely coming up, finding some weak spots that I didn't think were going to be weak spots. That I, you know, I figured the physical, being physically able to run 50 miles was going to be the hardest thing to do. And I didn't think I was going to have any issues mentally. You know, having been a single parent for the last, almost 16, 17 years now, you know, no problem being alone. But I found I have to practice taking planned walk breaks now. I just can't run through it. So you can never get into that runner's flow, you know, or just time to stand still and you look up, you know, you look at your watch and 10 miles have passed.
So right, yeah.
Taking these planned walk breaks, you never get into that flow. So you are aware of every single mile. And it was really apparent last Saturday. I did a 22-mile run, and it seemed like it just took forever. I mean, it wasn't any pain or anything, but yeah, it was just, you know, by mile 20, I'm just like, oh, God, you know, and that mile 21 to 22 seemed like it took an hour and a half. Yeah. But
so then you're doing these, so you're implementing some walk breaks, but also is your pacing knocked down quite a bit?
Yeah, everyone I've talked to that's done big ultras, 50 and more, that, you know, the saying they all will tell you is, if you think you're running too slow, slow down a little bit. You know, so I'm really trying to run slower, which it's hard, you know, and you're used to, you know, training for, let's say, up to marathon. You know, you want to get as fast as you can, and yeah, I've got the getting slowed down, and as long as I can keep running, I'm fine. But for 50 miles, you have to take walk breaks. You know, you'll never make it that far. And it snaps you out of that zone. And like I said, you're just aware of everything. So,
well, as far as the mental challenge while you're out there, how about when you're not running? Like, just, I mean, because you're putting in, I mean, what I think today was what, 8 or 9 miles this morning? I mean, you're putting in some serious miles before you even go to work. And then you're doing like back to back long runs on the weekends. Like, how are you mentally right now as far as when you're not running, when you're, you know, just every day, but you know you have this coming up? Is it getting more challenging to get up in the morning, or more challenging to maybe get to bed a little bit earlier because you know that you have a longer stretch of a run in the morning? I mean, how's that affecting you?
Well, the hardest part, I haven't had, well, I'll get into it in a second. I haven't had any issues getting up and running my miles.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I've been having is finding time for strength exercises and finding time to eat properly. Cause, you know, I get home, the kids want to eat. I'm beat, you know, I've been up since 3:45, 4 a.m. You go run 7, 8, 9, 10 miles.
Then work.
Come to work where I walk another 5 or 6 miles every day just at work. So yeah, as far as getting to sleep, that's not a problem. Usually 9 o'clock's a late night. But that's been the rough spot. Yeah, doing the runs hasn't been that rough. I did notice last week was my highest mileage week ever. I think it was 64.5 miles.
Yeah.
is what I did. And I mean, that wasn't bad, but I noticed on my Sunday run, my left knee felt weak. I just kind of figured, well, you know, it's just after a 22-mile run. And then Monday's my rest day, and Tuesday I had my speed work, and again, my knee felt really weak. No pain, it just felt... It felt like if I landed just wrong, it was going... Something bad was going to happen. Yeah. You know? So, you know, I talked to you about it. I talked to our friend Denny Cray over at the Diz Runs podcast, and, you know, he suggested... Because I asked him, I realize you can't examine me, but do you think this is a warning sign for injury or just an imbalance, you know, in my knees, because I haven't been religious with strength exercising? So he suggested doing some like single leg squats.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that'll tell you if you have an imbalance, because one leg's not gonna, and they both were fine. So I'm like, I'll bet you this is, you know, my body saying,
telling you to take a break,
something's wrong here. So I took Wednesday as an unscheduled rest day, and today I did about 3/4 of the mileage I was supposed to, and things felt a lot better this morning. They weren't 100%, but felt a lot better. So I'm going to take another semi-easy run tomorrow before this weekend's run.
Well, I mean, that's good, because I know I've been guilty in the past. I mean, not putting in that many miles, but I've definitely been guilty in the past of kind of ignoring maybe a sign, mm-hmm, of needing to take a break.
Right.
You know, and you know, hopefully that's something we can all do, is when we start having those signs, just go, okay, we gotta back off. And I would think that would be kind of, I mean, in a way easy, because you are putting in so much mileage and all the energy, that it would maybe be easy to say, okay, I can take a little break. But I also think it would be kind of hard mentally.
It's hard. Yeah. 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 I mean, you have to tell yourself that, you know, like, Wednesday's run that I skipped. I mean, it was my schedule called for a very easy 5 to 6 mile run. And, you know, at first I'm like, oh, I don't want to miss the miles. And all this. And I'm like, you know, when you're running above 60 miles a week, if you miss five, who cares? You know? And plus, like I said, I walk 5 to 6 every day anyways, that I never count towards training. So I'm like, you know, I'm putting an extra 30 miles a week in just walking.
Right.
So I'm like, if I miss a run, who cares? You know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. My other question, I mean, you can answer how you want, but I mean, how is this? Because, you are a single dad. You have two older boys in high school. And that's the thing too. I mean, you're talking about your 50 miler, Jason and I running marathons coming up. You know, someone, maybe a new listener would be like, well, how's that average runner? Well, I mean, really it's because we're all working guys with families,
yeah, kids. You know,
it's not about speed. It's not about distance and racing and all that. That's the stuff that we're into. And we talk about what we're into, but it's really, you know, the premise of the show is just, you know, two and then now three guys that take care of what we have to take care of and find time to do all this. But
right.
How is this, you know, are your sons fine with this? I mean, because they are older, so maybe you can kind of, I guess what I'm saying is that's kind of why I've decided that maybe I need to wait a little bit because my kids are younger.
Yeah.
But how is it at home with you doing all this training?
Well, again, you know, as you mentioned, it helps that they're older and have their things to do. Now, that being said, my oldest, this is his senior year in high school, so he has a ton of senior stuff to do that some of it requires my attention. I mean, you know, we're getting ready for college and all that, so it's just extra, I don't want to say stress, but okay, stress to go through. But as far as the training, they're good. I do my runs early morning. So by the time I get done with my run, they're basically just waking up and showering and that type of stuff. So that's not a huge deal there. Weekends, you know, for my long run Saturday, they're usually out with friends. So I can take care of that. I know it affects them a little bit. And, you know, I talked to them before I started this. I didn't just go, I'm running a 50 miler, deal with it. You know, I said, hey, I want to run this 50 miler. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to be able to stay up as late, you know, and hang with you guys. And I'm going to, you know, I need to depend on you guys to do some more stuff around the house.
Right.
And they were like, sure, Dad, no problem. So they've been really, really good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad things are working out. And I think that's probably an important thing. And again, I'm learning a lot just by watching what you've been doing in the time and really going, you know what? It's easy to say, I'm going to run a 50 miler this year, but I mean, and not to say people with younger children like me can't do it, but I look at it and go, man, the mileage he's putting in, I don't know if that's something that's really feasible this year, you know.
I mean, I think we talked before, you know, I have a desire to run a 100 miler at some point. Well, I think I might finish this 50 miler and say, nah, never mind. But this has showed me I'm not even going to think about it until both my sons are out of the house.
Right. And then you don't have to worry about.
And then if I want to go to bed at 6:30, I can go to bed at 6:30.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. I mean, like I said, it's nice. It's interesting to watch as you go along. I know we have the YouTube channel where you have the vlog updates. I know you're a little behind, but I mean, there's only so much time in the day, you know? So I think instead of a weekly vlog, I think it's understandable that it's kind of when Steven can fit it in, then, you know, he'll get one in there.
I'll get it there. Sorry, guys.
But it is interesting to see how that's going. So, I mean, but that's awesome, man. Your training's going good. Got a little bump in the road, but you're smart about it. Taking some time off, listening to your body. I could see, I've asked Denny questions before too, and I don't know maybe if this was for you, but I know generally when I ask him something that like that, I kind of already know what the answer is going to be, and it's usually...
You just want some reassurance. Yeah.
Yeah. It's usually, you know what, maybe you need to slow down, take a break, whatever. So, but you got to hear that from somebody once in a while, you know. You can tell yourself all the time, but you can also talk yourself out of it. So.
Exactly.
But,
well, I'm interested to find out how Mr. Jason's marathon training is going.
Yeah, me too.
Man, there's nothing like that first marathon.
It's, it's going. It's definitely going. I, haven't run as much as I would like to. But the runs I've been doing, my long runs anyways, I'm pretty satisfied with. So,
No pains or...
What's that?
Or should I say no unexpected pains or...
No. In fact, I feel better. I think the longer I run, I feel better than compared to the short runs I do. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with
you know,
that.
I think it's just, you're running longer, so things are getting stretched out that normally don't get stretched out on a short, quick run.
Yeah. Now, do you guys find that? Because, I mean, I'll admit, I don't like running less than 5 miles. It takes about 5 miles before I'm into it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Because I've lately been trying to make my shortest at least 6 miles. You know, mm-hmm. So I try to get my daily run. I try to get in at least 6 miles if I can, if that's possible. I'd like to get in more if I could, but it's just like you can only get up so early. So Jay, you said you got some of the long runs in. How is like your weekly base mileage going?
We don't need to talk about that.
No. See, but we have to talk about this, Jason, because, this is our journey podcast, talking about what we're doing, and we got once a month episodes coming out. So, I mean,
my weekly base mileage is very low at this point.
Now, are you like close to being on plan or?
I'm close to being on plan. Basically, I've been hitting. Actually, I'm ahead on my long runs. You know, I'm like a week or two ahead on the distance that I'm supposed to be at, and that's because that's how I wanted to do it. I just felt like I could do more, so I went and just did more. So I'm ahead on that. But you know, during the week, I just haven't been making my short runs just for one reason or another, you know, and you could argue that I'm talking myself out of them, whatever it is. I just haven't been making the short runs, and it's, you know, part of it's my own fault. Other things are, I have other things going on. So it's, just, I'm dealing with it, but I'm making myself do it. You know, it'll get done.
I mean, that's my question is, you know, are you, okay. So like at what point of the program are you planning to, because you know, I think it's good to get the long runs in, but it's also you got to get, I think, the weekly mileage going, you know, so when you start getting higher up, do you know what I'm saying? Like I think that base mileage is really, really, really important, and I'm not even talking speed. I mean, I know that's not your concern, but that time on your feet.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm actually getting to the point where it's within the next 2 weeks, I need to really, really start hitting that base mileage because, you know, the long run that I just did was a 10 miler and, you know, it was awesome. I had a blast. I had some nutrition with me. I had my handheld and I maintained a great pace. You know, I mapped it out beforehand. I had a big breakfast that day and I just, everything like aligned. You know, the weather actually was perfect. The sun came out. It was warm, warmer than it's been. And it just, it worked out awesome.
It was an awesome run. I sent you a Voxer message, cause I saw it and I was like, holy crap, that was super. It was an awesome run. And one day it was 10 miles, but your pacing was like, so tight that it was very consistent.
I honestly don't know if I could do that again. It kind of scares me.
No, you totally, but see, and Jay, I think, and I know you're good. I hope you don't feel like I'm coming down on you, giving you a hard time, but I just, you know, look, we're friends, but we don't really talk all that much during the week as far as our running and what's going on or whatever. And, you know, we do a show once a month, but, you know, it is, I am generally concerned that I just want to make sure that you have like a good experience with this and do everything you need to do to have that experience at the end. You know what I mean? When the marathon comes. And I think it's really important to really within the next 2 weeks, I don't know, maybe like, I know you have your Friday rule, but you know, tomorrow can't come soon enough. It's going to be a nice day in the morning, man. It's like, because the way I look at it is the more you increase these long miles without the base mileage, it's just, it's kind of like a recipe for disaster as far as you getting hurt and maybe not leading up to it. But man, you go for that 26.2 miles and you don't have that base mileage. It's going to be rough. Yeah. And I want it to be, it's going to be a challenge. It's always a challenge.
Yeah, your first one's rough anyways. I mean, they're all rough, but that,
I guess my point is if you can get the work done to make it pay off later, you got to just find that time, you know?
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I got to buckle down.
This is tough love, Jay.
It's
got to make it a priority.
And I know you said on here, and you've told me personally, like, this is something that you want to do by yourself. And I mean, I don't hound on you or anything like that, because it's not, you know, that's not what you want. It's not my place to do it. But I mean, we're doing our show. So I'm just like kind of saying
fair game.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's like it's coming. I want you to know it's like coming from a place of like genuine concern to just have a good experience and not get hurt. And, you know, that's it. I know you'll get out there, but it's going to be nice tomorrow morning. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, I know. But we're going to be up late. We're up late right now.
No. Dude, I'm up late every night. That's no excuse.
Sleep at work. That's what I do. I mean.
Well, okay. So, but anyways, enough with the beating on Jay. I apologize. But I do. I feel bad. But are you getting more excited as you watch the ticker count down the days you have to get ready? Like, are you getting more excited, or are you getting nervous? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I don't know if excited is the right word. I'm getting a little more nervous and scared that, oh my God, this is coming, kind of a thing.
Right.
Right.
But then I think, man, if I could get to the point where I can run that marathon as good as I felt this last week, you know, for that 10, I mean, like, holy cow, that would be fantastic.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, dude, that was a really, really nice run. Cause you don't generally have splits that consistent.
That's because I don't care. Like, when I go out, I just go. And if I'm tired, I just drop back a little bit. Or if I'm feeling good, I just take off. And usually it's a case of starting out too fast and then dying. And I do that consistently.
You don't seem like, I mean, by your grass, it doesn't look like you're dying, but it definitely looks like you're going out pretty fast usually. And that's why when I looked at that, I was like, dude, that was an awesome run. I don't think I said it that nicely. I was like, but I was pretty excited. It was uncharacteristic of your splits, and especially like you said, for 10 miles, you had it really, really tight. So good job on that.
Are you trying to dial in your nutrition and that type of stuff too as you're doing these long runs?
Yeah, usually anything I do around my neighborhood, I don't take anything with me. And that's so far that's been up to like 7 miles, which is it's probably not good. It's just the way that I've been training like the past couple of years. I'm used to not having anything with me for that distance.
Yeah, no, I think you're fine. Generally, I don't take anything half marathon or less. I mean, I think on average, your body has about 2 hours of fuel in it. So, I mean, if it's less than a 2 hour run.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's, I don't worry about it.
So, yeah. So for the 10, I thought to myself, well, I'm going to bring some things here just to
see if you upset your stomach or, you know, what doesn't work.
And, you know, I actually brought with me, just two of the goo gels. I had two peanut butter goo gels, and then my handheld. And I only used, I don't even know if I used only one goo, and that was at the 5 mile mark. You know, I got the 5 miles, and actually, I took a walk break just enough to get the goo down and then take a couple of sips of water and then, you know, turned around and headed back. And I think the walk break actually helped me too. I mean, it was only, maybe it probably wasn't even 30 seconds, but I honestly think that helped, you know, just to change it up for just that amount of time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we, you and I kind of said that last year when we did a couple long runs, when we'd do the 13 milers and we'd stop at that halfway point, eat something real quick. And we always said like that kind of gave us a little boost, just having that little bit of a stop.
Yeah, no, I think it worked well. And honestly, when I started back up again, I was worried that I wasn't going to get back to that pace. You know, and I kept looking at my watch like a hawk the whole 10 miles. Like, I got to say, like every five steps, I was looking at my watch, you know?
I'm exactly the same way. I've been like that on my runs, just constantly looking down. But all right, well, that's good, man. I guess it's good to be scared, but and nervous. I'm always scared and nervous, even at 5Ks. But you'll be fine, dude. You'll get that mileage up. You'll be fine, and you'll be big. Thanks for the tough love. No, I'm just kidding. But well, good. We'll see how you're progressing. Our next episode, we have a couple races coming up too. So, or at least I think we have one. We have one race coming up before the next episode. So, in like 2 weeks or a week and a half, we have a 5K. Yeah, I do too. I just thought of that tonight. But I've been doing my training. Things have been going pretty good. This week I've been a little off just because of some shoe issues. I'm having a shoe issue. I don't want to get super, super into it. We kind of talked about this after or before the show, but, just some, I've talked about this since September, having some foot issues. And, unfortunately I think I pretty much tied it to my shoes, which sucks because I really like the Ultra. I love the wide toe box, and the shoe in general just seems very roomy. It wasn't so much the zero drop that I'm not going to miss the zero drop. It's that toe box is just amazing. So I'm on the hunt for a new shoe, but I have not worn them in over 2 weeks. I've been wearing these, I call them my buddy New Balance. They're just some New Balance I picked up at a store to like just kind of walk around all the time in, and that's what I've been doing my runs in, either those or I have a pair of Saucony trail shoes that I did a 14 miler in them and I've been running on the treadmill, so I'm in desperate need to get some shoes, but just timing and other reasons I haven't gotten anything yet. So but other than that, my training's been going really good for Buffalo. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, you've been knocking out some runs yourself, man.
I think I've been averaging past couple of weeks of like 40. I think 1 week I was, might have been last time we recorded, I was close to 50. So definitely trying to get my weekly mileage up there. So I'm happy with that. Speed wise, I've been happy. I always talked about how I do like, you know, easy, hard, you know, kind of alternating them. And I'm really trying to stay conservative during the week and do more of an easy run, you know, not worry about mileage, but just keeping an easy pace, watching my heart rate. And then pretty much once a week, I'll do progressive run or tempo run. I really probably said this before, love progressive runs. It's like I would run that way every time if it had a payoff, but I don't think it does. I think having more of the easier, I wouldn't say I'm doing like the Fitzgerald 80-20, but it's just kind of that mindset of maybe going a little easier to the week and having a payoff more in the end. So, alternating my long runs. I've got a 20 in with some friends. It's weird. I've been doing a lot of my long runs with some of the guys, I used to never do long runs with anybody. So it's been kind of cool because it really just makes those miles just tick away, you know? And this past weekend, I went out and I went with my buddy Mike. We did 14 miles, and the plan was to run 10 of them at marathon pace, which will give me an 8:35 marathon pace, get me a 3:45 finish. And I didn't really stick to the plan. The plan was to do that 10 miles at 8:35, and I didn't stick by the plan, but I was happy because we ended up, when we got to our halfway point, we ended up kicking it up to like an 8:20 pace. So whether or not, you know, I can do that for an entire marathon, you know, that's to be said, but there's still plenty of time to get to that point. But it's nice to see that, cause I was kind of nervous going into it that I'd be able to do the 8:35, you know, pull that off. So,
I think you've got it, man. Especially, I mean, you still got, what do you have? 10 weeks until your marathon, roughly 10-11 weeks.
I think a little less than that, but yeah, somewhere around there, something around there.
So, I mean, you know, by the time you taper down, I think you'll have that. My money is on you're going to be like a 330, 335.
That would be beautiful, but I'm shooting for the 345, you know, and I'll see how I feel there. But the one thing is I do notice, and I say this every time, but it's nice to have that training going in, putting in that time and seeing it pay off, you know, because I never, mm-hmm. I don't think I would have. Here's the thing. I look back at my training for Buffalo last year at my mileage, and I look at it this year, and that's the difference, I think, in how I'm mm-hmm. feeling. You know, I really didn't have right. that much mileage in last year, and I came out of that marathon pretty banged up, which Jay, again, that's kind of why I'm like trying to push you to get that base up, because I know, like, I look back and go, God, how did I run my first marathon?
Yeah, I'm thinking my first marathon, I'm thinking my longest week, I think I barely scratched 40 miles. On the very longest week, it was generally like 32, 33 mile weeks.
I had less than that at times. I mean, I was ramping up towards the end, and that was my long runs really kicking it up.
Well, that's what I meant. That very peak week, I think I just scratched 40.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, look, anything can happen, and you can't predict the future, but you can only prepare for it. And, you know, I'm very optimistic about how this one will go, and not even so much time wise. I said before, like, obviously I have a time goal, but I want to come out of it feeling different than I did last time. I felt like shit after that last marathon, like mm-hmm. not even like emotionally, but that was kind of good, but just physically, I was dying. I mean, when I saw 26 and I knew there was 0.2, I was just like, God, this is, I want this to end.
This sucks.
Yeah, you know, so I'm hoping that, you know, this year, the way things have been going, I felt better. And the one thing, kind of like what you had touched on with your knee, I've forced myself, I have Mondays is a mandatory rest day. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people like to take the rest day. I don't particularly, like, I want to run.
But I know I need to rest.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been paying off huge. And I kind of switched up where I'm trying to do the long run on Saturday. So then Sunday I can get those recovery miles in at a nice, mm-hmm. nice, you know, pace. And then Monday take the full recovery day. But come Tuesday, man, I generally have been feeling really, really good, raring to go. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I've really been sticking by. Even if it's nice out, even if I feel like I want to wake up and run, I gotta take that day, and it's really, really been paying off. So, definitely happy with that. But so you know, we'll see how things go. We like I said, we have Jay and I have a race next weekend, our 5K, which is generally how we kick off our year of racing. But I actually I talked about the last episode, that Y10 race that ended up getting mm-hmm. postponed because we had just horrible. I mean, I think it was what, Jay, like minus 10 with wind chills or something. Yes. So I wasn't going to go either way. I was like, that is just, I have nothing to prove.
Not that crazy. I mean,
so luckily they postponed it, and it ended up being a really, really fun race. The weather was beautiful, and I would totally do the race again, but I would not like sign up ahead of time. Like, I'll sign up maybe the day before if I know the weather's going to be good, because it's always the same time of the year. But as far as the course went, I mean, there was, I thought, a decent amount of hills. I mean, we're pretty flat where we are, Jason and I, but the end of this race, the beginning of the race had a huge downhill, and that was also the end of the race going back up. That my pace was really good until I hit the base of that hill, and then it went like just slow motion. But I'm glad I did it. The 10 miler, I couldn't convince anybody to go with me. Well, Jay couldn't. I'll give, Jay has an out. He was in Canada. So, He had an out, but
oh, the old Canada excuse. Yeah. Yeah, I use that one every month or two. I use that a lot.
Well, he was at the water. We went up to a water park. Our families did, and we left the day before. He was still there, so he had an out on that one. But I asked a couple other buddies, and they're like, "Nope, not going to do it. Sorry, you're on your own." But which is nerve wracking, you know. It's at times going to these things by yourself, don't know anybody. But met a couple guys that I've, you know, seen at other races, talked to a little bit on Strava. So it was a good time. Nice to, you know, get the feet moving that way. But But this 5K will be fun. I kind of want to see where I'm at this point. And like I said, it's generally our way of kicking off the year. And then we have, I think, another 5K and then half marathon. And then, boom, the big boy comes up.
Boy. All right. Well, I am actually this Saturday, which would be the 12th. I belong to the Idiots Running Club, and they are putting on it's a fat ass type race up at the it's a place just down the road for me, about 40 minutes at the Caney Mountain Conservation Area. So it's an 8 hour run.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to run all 8 hours. You can run 10 minutes if you want, and then go get drunk on beer, or you can run 8 hours. You know, on your honor, you know, Garmin watch time and stuff. So I'm going to go do that Saturday. It's about a 50-50 shot of rain, and it's been raining all week, so it's going to be a mud fest. So it ought to be great. And they call it the skunk run. So,
so you'd be my, it'd kind of be like a tough mudder for you.
Somewhat. Yeah. I mean, I've ran out there a couple times. I mean, the place is huge, so I haven't run the whole place, but yeah, it should be interesting. And they're a very fun group of people to be with. I mean, just, they're all pretty serious runners, but they don't take themselves serious right. at all. I mean, you'll have people running in horse masks and, you know, just, you
know. Well, if just in case, like if anybody isn't familiar with the term of a fat ass race, I mean, can you just kind of explain what that is?
Yeah. From what I understand, the origin of it was usually an unofficial race or group run that started like after Thanksgiving or right after Christmas, when you gorged yourself on food and you wanted to run off your fat ass. So, but now it just means it's a very loosely organized run or race. But there's usually no support,
or it's like not official, or it's like a group support, right? Where everyone kind of brings something.
Like, they're gonna have like one aid station set up, you know, like where you start mm-hmm. at. So there's not really a specific course to run. You know, you're just running around Caney Mountain, and when you get back to the start, they'll have some food and stuff. But they will have some awards, but you know, the awards are, you know, most miles run that day, least miles run that day, and best blood, you know, ever got the best injury. And if anybody gets sprayed by a skunk, they stop the run, and that person's crowned the king or queen of the skunk run. So it should be a good time. I'm kind of hoping it does. It's supposed to be warm, but I'm kind of hoping it doesn't rain, because I don't mind running in the rain, but if you're out on the trails and it's, you know, you're sopping wet for 6 hours.
You know? Yeah, I understand.
So that's going to kind of kick off my running season, I guess. I don't know how far. Saturday's usually my long run day, and I'm scheduled for 18 to 20, but at a progressive pace. But, oh, well, I just got for a nice trail run.
Yeah. And so for that, well, if you don't know how your distance is, but what I was going to get at is, because, you know, you and I have been talking this week. I just recently purchased a new vest, a new I had the Nathan Firecatcher, which is, I guess you could say it's
like a minimal.
Yeah, it's equivalent to like the, if you know what the Ultimate Direction, the Anton Kropitschka, the AK, which is more. Yeah, it's like I guess they call it the minimalist or the racing vest. So,
yeah, it's almost like my Innovate vest. It's very, very minimal
too. Yeah, well, so, and just for like listeners, it's like you can have your bottles on your front, and in the back, it's very minimal to what you can put in there. Usually a little stretchy, but
is it party in the front?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
But I also, I just bought another vest. I got the Nathan Vapor Cloud. And I guess that, if you want to compare it to, because it seems like most people know the Ultimate Direction vest. It's like the Scott Jurek. So it's the same as my Firecatcher in the front. But the back has got way more storage. It comes with a 2-liter bladder, and more storage pockets. So I got that and I ran my 20 miler with that. And, I absolutely loved it. I pretty much got it. I'll probably wear my Firecatcher on the marathon because I don't really need to carry anything other than water, but I'm hoping, when the weather really breaks, I can start commuting to work more just to get more miles in. And then even just in the summer, maybe when I'm not specifically training for something, I love getting up early and just going out and packing food. And then I don't mind stopping as much and taking pictures and you know what I mean? But, you've been talking to me about, you know, maybe getting a new vest. Have you, and you're trying to narrow it down from really three different ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I start off, I have a, Innovate Race Elite vest. It's a minimal vest. There's a lot of things I really like about it, but there's a couple things I can't stand about it. And they're severe enough. I want a different vest. Right.
Now, can I just ask, don't you have a video, a review or something like that?
Oh, I've got a couple of them. I did like my initial run video with it where I'm like, oh, this is because it fits great. I love it. I mean, you can just, It's got six adjustments. You can just get it nice. But then I did another one, I don't know, 2 or 3 months later, pointing out some big drawbacks of it. But with that said, like most things, I've kind of gotten used to those drawbacks and workarounds. But it's still a little, you know, it's got the two bottle holders on the front that are actually angled rather than that, which is kind of nice, but it also has a problem. And it's got the small pouch in the back, and I can fit a 1.5-liter bladder. That's what I did Saturday for my run, because where I run, there's no getting water or anything, so you got to take it with you. But yeah, it needs a little, it's got some pockets in the front that don't work worth a crap. I mean, they're useless. Yeah. So I wanted something a little bigger. So yeah, I was looking around, and this is how good of a friend Sean is. So I'm hovering over a buy button on a vest, and I'm going back and forth like, I shouldn't really spend the money. You know, the one I've got's working and blah, blah, blah. So I hit up Sean of Voxer. I'm like, dude, man, I'm kind of wanting a new vest. I'm hovering on the buy button. I just get a Vox back. Push it, man. Push it.
I love new running gear, and even if it's not, you know, my own purchase.
So I was hovering on the Ultimate Direction Scott Jurek vest, but then Sean did come back and was telling me more about his Nathan Vapor Cloud, which I was looking at too, but I found a really good deal on the Scott Jurek one. So we kind of talked back and forth for a couple minutes, and then I remember, I think it was Ginger Runner did a review on the, they've got goofy names. Yeah. Too. Solomon S Slab Skin 3-5 set. In fact, that is the name of it. And you know, he just raved about it. So I looked it up, and it's
expensive
for a vest. It's stupid expensive for a vest. So the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? I don't need a new one right now. So as of right now, I'm just going to wait till I've saved up the money to buy the Solomon.
Right.
So, but I might change my mind tonight. But right now, and I mean, I guess when you say it's stupid money, I think the Vapor Cloud's what, $90. Sometimes you can find it's a little cheaper.
Yeah,
but it's.
I think for the large, it's like $98. The large, extra large, and then I think I got mine. It's a small. It's like a small medium, and I think I paid like $75. But I'll be honest, I probably should have got the large, but I was basing it off my other vest, and it just seems a little bit off. I mean, it fits fine, but you know, when I start working out in the summer, might have to get a new vest.
Working out, milk. Yeah.
Yeah. Just,
yeah. Because I think I found a vapor cloud for like 84, 85, yeah. And then I found this. I found the Scott Jurek for. I did find it for 71 at another. I can't remember the site. Otherwise, I'd
well, you know, they have the new line coming out. I don't know if you saw the new AK and the new Jurek.
Yeah, I did. I didn't like look in depth, but I saw.
Yeah,
that
I think they're
them.
Shipping at the end of this month. And I got to be honest. I mean, and this is just a purely like aesthetics. It's ugly compared to the vest now. Like I don't like the color scheming the way they did it. I but you know, who knows? I'm sure it's more practical, maybe, but not always. Yeah, not everything. I just talked with some friends about shoes. Like not everything in new models are improvements. Sometimes they think they
are,
but they're not. So
they're not. But yeah, it was a Scott Jurek 2 because I think the 3 is coming out. It was like 71, and just for reference, the Salomon one I'm looking at is $160.
Yeah,
bucks.
It's they are nice looking, but
you know, then again, it's from everything I hear, it's like a one time purchase, though. You know, I mean, it's good for years and years and years. So you got to weigh that out.
Buy it.
You don't need to go to college, boy.
Well, that's cool. That'll be interesting to see if you end up buying one, you know, anyways, so we're going to kind of start wrapping up, but just as far as some stuff that's coming up for me, and I know, Steven, you've got some big stuff coming up,
too. You have a big announcement, I believe.
I don't know if it'd be an announcement, but
it's a big announcement.
It is huge for me, and it was kind of a...
Jay, get ready to golf clap. Get ready to golf clap.
It was...
Go ahead, Sean.
No, because then I got to edit it out, but... It was an eye opener for what I talked about earlier with you doing the 50. But it was also, this is like my, I don't know if I can say my dream race, but basically I did sign up and register for my first 50K. I was going to run one last year. I was going to actually run another one this year, but both of them were kind of like, I was settling. You know what I mean? Like they weren't what I really wanted, a trail 50K. The two that I was going to do, one was road and one was just rails to trail 5 mile loop. And that did not sound appealing at all.
Right.
So my buddy Mike emailed me, I think it was early last week, and it's called the Bristol Mountain Challenge. And, it's 50K Canandaigua Lake, which is like central New York. It's about, I don't know, say probably maybe 2 hours, Jay, from us, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and it's at a ski resort, so it's in the hills, in the mountains, in the woods. It's exactly what I wanted. I am absolutely terrified, but that is like a lot of the draw to it. You know, I mean, like I'm not settling. And it's not to say that those other races weren't challenging. That's not it. It's just they weren't what I envisioned myself running. You know what I mean? Right. So I'm really looking forward to this. I'm really excited about it. And it also gives me a little bit more time to prepare after the marathon. The one I was going to do in Canada, the road one, was like a month, not even a month later. So this is July 30th, I believe. So it gives me about 2 months to kind of a buffer between Buffalo Marathon and then doing the 50K. So, you know, I had mentioned doing the 50 miler, the Beast of Burden. It's completely out of the question. Like this will completely satisfy me this year. Not to say I'm not going to do anything else. I still want to run the Heroes Run Marathon, but like if this were it for the year, I'd be totally happy. Yeah. Lucky enough, two of my friends are going to, they're like, look, you want to do it? We'll do it with you. So we're going to attempt to run this thing together. My buddy Glenn and Mike, they're all jazzed about it, but we also have all agreed that, you know, Buffalo is the main focus at this point. Like I was excited about it that night, but now it's like, okay, I'm going to put it on the back burner, focus on training for Buffalo, get through and meet my goals for that race, and then get ready to tackle, you know, the beast that is Bristol Mountain.
Now let me ask you, how are you going to train for that? Cause I mean, you know, we tease back and forth cause you live in the flatland. So how are you going to get the elevation? Cause That's going to kick your ass.
I know. Man. I know, because the ridge walk that I did last fall was a 15 miler, approximately the same elevation and terrain, I think. So, and that really did beat the heck out of me. That was, I compared that as being as tough as my first marathon, and that was 15 miles. Mm-hmm. So how am I going to prepare for it? Like I said, I'm going to have a 2-month buffer. I there are some hills around here I'll have to drive, but it's not something I can really train that much on because of,
will your treadmill?
I do have the incline on the treadmill, so I will be doing that, which I'm trying to implement that. I'm not going to say once a week, but at least every other week where my harder effort workout is on elevation. So that is something I'm going to be doing. And then, like I said, we have a place called Chestnut Ridge, which has got, you know, some pretty big hills there. So I'm going to have to try to get it in when I can, but it's not something I can go right out my door. So it's going to be challenging, but you know, I'm going into this thing, to complete it, to finish it.
Yeah, this is just a finish race.
Yeah, but that being said, there are cutoff times. They haven't posted them yet. There will be cutoff times. So, you know, this isn't something that, you know, I just signed up for being like, well, just, you know, if it gets bad, I'll walk. Like, this is something I definitely have to be prepared for. And I don't think you can take lightly to just jump into like a mountain 50K. I mean, and when I say mountain for New York, you know, you're talking over 2000 elevation, not like Colorado, but it's going to be tough, man. But like I said, I'm really scared, but that's a huge part of the draw, you know, is having that next obstacle. So,
So Jay, you'll be able to get your revenge. You'll be able to call Sean every day. Did you get your hill work in?
Yeah. I'll get him.
He can do that, but I don't do that to him.
Or on the next podcast.
Yeah. Well, probably not the next one. In a few, but I mean, really, it's just going to be keeping my base mileage up. Obviously, after Buffalo, I'm going to take a week or two where it's going to be very low, but then I'm just going to start bringing it back up and start building the base mileage up again, you know, trying to get to 50 at least every week, if not more, and trying to get, like you said, some at least on the treadmill, some hill work of some sorts. It's not going to help me in the downhills, which is really what kind of kicked my butt at the ridge walk. The uphills, the uphills suck, but the downhills were kind of creepy at times. So, but enough about that. What about you? You just signed up for a race the same day. We both had a big day for race signups.
Well, as I mentioned, I think I mentioned in the last podcast, I was going to register for the Moab Trail Marathon. So registration was on the 1st, and actually I registered on the 2nd, I believe. Because I'm meeting a friend out there. She's a friend from a Facebook group. I think you probably know her too. But she's the one that told me about it. So I wanted to figure out what wave she was starting and that type of stuff. So I got registered for that, and I'm really looking forward to that one. We kind of made a bet. Whoever finished best in their age group and gender division, the other one's going to pay for dinner. And then I kept looking at pictures and videos of that race. And I'm like, well, yeah, one, I'm like, oh God. But then I'm like, you know, I'm going to be stopping like every 4 seconds to take pictures. I'm like, I think you won that bet. You know? Cause there's time cutoffs too. But I'm like, I'm going to be like the last person to come across the finish line.
I highly doubt that.
It's
but
just gorgeous.
I know
no, it's just so gorgeous. But the thing that's not worrying me, but I need to, there's a lot of running, but there's also a lot of hiking and climbing even. I mean, there's places they have ladders.
Wow.
to get up some of the rocks. So
what time of year is that?
That is November 5th. Okay. Yeah, it's the same day. I usually run the Bass Pro Marathon here in Springfield, but it's the same exact day. So I'm like, well, I've run Bass Pro a couple times, so I'll do this instead.
Well, you'll definitely have a nice buffer from the 50 miler, which is at the end of April, correct?
Yeah, April 30th. And then I haven't signed up for anything else, but I'm sure I'll, there's a couple little trail runs sprinkled through the summer. I mean, nothing long, but you know, like 15Ks, that type of stuff that I'll probably sneak in.
Yeah. I think that's probably going to be how I approach things after the 50K and, maybe just not sign up ahead of time for any more like 5Ks. And as far as trail goes, I probably won't run any more trail until September. And then I'll do the two that I did last year, both the Ridge Walk and the Eight in the Rough. And hopefully I can get Jay to partake in those this year. And who knows, maybe I'll get him to do another marathon at the end of November. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we shall see.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, man, I think, guys, I think that's, I mean, that's all I've got for this week. I mean, you know, things are kind of slow. It's just training, but hopefully can't wait for race season to really kind of kick in, see where we're at.
Yeah, it's almost, it's right there, isn't it? It's just, you know, a couple more. Actually, I think, well, I know we're trying to wrap up, but I might run a half marathon on April 2nd. I haven't signed up for it, but I might do it.
And that would...
There's a couple coming up April 2nd close by that I may just, they're cheap, so I may just do it.
And would that be one of your last long, like long runs, or like how long are you going to have a taper for that 50 miler?
Let's see, the taper, actually the plan, my taper only starts, well, roughly about 2 weeks before the run. So that would put that race on a 16 to 18. I've got my plan hanging up. That's why I'm okay. That weekend would be a 16 to 18 progressive run. So if I ran a half, I'd be good because I'd race.
Yeah,
the half.
And you're going to run it faster than you probably would do a progressive anyway. So,
dude, I doubt it because I've been running so slow lately. You know, just practicing running slow. That yeah, I mean, I did a speed work Tuesday, and it's like, you know. So I might do that. Might not. Nothing said.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's cool, man. Jay, what about you? You got any last words before we wrap this one up?
No, I'm pretty light this episode. Nothing too crazy been going on. So.
Yeah, but wait till next episode.
Wait till next episode.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like Jay's running like 45 miles a week.
Right.
I'll have signed up for a 50K by then.
He'll sign up for a 50K. Right. He'll have a new vest. It's going to be great.
And make sure you tell Sean you don't want to buy the vest.
Yeah, ask me if you should. So, yeah. All right, guys. Well, good stuff. Continue to train smart. Steven, good job, and keep listening to that body, man, because you are just crushing the miles, and you still got a lot of tough work ahead of you. So,
yeah, here you go. Shoot, we all do.
You got to take care of yourself. The Strava group, we mentioned that. We're on Strava, all three of us. You can follow us. We'll follow you back. But also, you could join the Average Runner Podcast Strava Club. I always say group, but it's the club. I got to say, there's some eyes on Steven every week. There's definitely some eyes because he's always in that top three. And if he doesn't get first place, I think you always get first on elevation because you get crazy elevation. So
I think this week I probably won't be there. But
yeah, but you have, you know.
But that's
you have
okay.
good reason,
that's
and it's smart. It's smart to not, you know, you're not chasing miles. That's definitely for sure.
Yeah.
But it's fun anyway. Strava is definitely a cool place to hang out. A lot of good people there. So go ahead and check us out there and check out the club. If you want to get a hold of us, you could send us an email, theaveragerunnerpodcast@gmail.com. You could also leave a voice message on our voicemail. It's 716-224-6-4786. And check out the YouTube channel. There's a link to that. As a matter of fact, I'll put a link to your Innovate review on that vest in the show notes. And lastly, iTunes. If you enjoy the show, if you could leave us a review and a rating on iTunes, we'd greatly appreciate that. Just helps us, you know, helps other people find us by putting us up in the rankings and stuff like that. So,
and we feel loved.
Yeah, we feel loved. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks again for joining me here, guys, and to the listeners for subscribing and downloading the podcast. We appreciate it. So, until next time, thanks for listening.
All right. We'll see you.
Take care, everyone. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a sneaker.